Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Good evening, everybody. Colin here from the Gallant View Rangers podcast, giving you a live post-match reaction from Easter Road as Rangers absolutely dominated and beat Hibs 4-1. Sorry if it's a wee bit of a jittery podcast. It's a cold night in Edinburgh here. The snow has literally just stopped out in the stadium. Quite a nervy first 5 minutes, I thought, for Rangers. Hibs were bang up for it, obviously, after the kind of minute tribute to Ron Gordon, where they signed Sunshine and Leaf. That was delayed the kickoff, but I don't have any issue with that. But Hibs really responded to the kind of fans' atmosphere in the first 4 or 5 minutes and came out with a good bit of energy. I thought they put the Rangers under a fair bit of pressure that first 5-10 minutes. Really tried to press them high, force mistakes for Rangers, and Rangers did actually have a couple of mistakes, a few loose balls, a few stray passes. The most notable one, Todd Cantwell, who I thought was actually quite wasteful with the ball in general in the first half. He lets a stray ball go into midfield, picked up by Hibs. He tries his best to get back, but ends up making a very silly foul. And from that free kick, deep towards the halfway line, a long ball for Hibs into the back post, and the boy Hop, unmarked, nowhere. I was closer to him in the terrace than any Rangers defender was. He had all the space in the world, and he's hit it across goal. It's a very dangerous area. Conor Goldson tries to clear it and puts it in his own net. It didn't take long for Rangers to get a bit of life about them, but I thought Ryan Jack really started to impose himself after that. And he helped Nico Rashin get into the game big time. And I thought, once Rangers wrote 1-0 down, the more the game went on, the more the midfield two dominated, in particular Ryan Jack. And they were very good at getting the ball for defence, moving it quickly. Something we've not always seen. How many times have we seen the Rangers midfielders get the ball, take 4 touches and play it back to the defender? It was short, sharp passing with intent and purpose, and it helped Sakala and Kent get up the park. And Ryan Kent, who I know a lot of people will be criticising his shooting, I thought he actually had a really good game. He was so good at getting to the byline and just moving in between Sakala and Čolak. But he goes to get to the byline. He cuts it back, that wee flick that he does, and wrong foots the defender, and the Hibs defender clips his back foot. It goes to VAR, and that's probably the most bizarre decision of the night. It was a stonewall penalty, but Robertson had to go and get it checked. Tavernier steps up. He takes, he's liking that spot, and I hope he starts changing it up soon, though. That's the last few penalties he's put it to his left. The keeper's right. Keeper goes the right way, but it's too good a penalty for the keeper to get a hand to it. And from then on, Rangers just started getting better and better. Again, just that midfield two that I was thinking about, they really started to just impose themselves more and more. And about the 31 minute mark, there's a cracking effort for Borna Barisic. Another one who I thought had a good game. He didn't have an easy night up against that boy Yuri. He's been buying form for Hibs, but I thought Borna played well. Barisic, he actually might be Cantwell's cross dead on, and it's a cracking save with the keeper. Rangers get a corner, kind of waste a corner, but they quickly get the ball back. Sakala gets to the byline and crosses it in for Colak, and I was delighted to see a bit of end product by both those players, Sakala and Colak, who over the last few weeks has maybe... Sakala in particular, I know he got his roles at the weekend, but especially after the Celtic game a couple of weeks ago, it's good to see him going face-to-strength to strength and Colak getting a goal as well. Great to see both them strike up a partnership, and that's what something Michael Beale spoke about, just how well they're linking up together. But I'll speak about Beale's thoughts in a wee minute. In half time, and Rangers just come out the traps more and more again, I thought. Ryan Jack, man of the match, easily. He finds it fashion Sakala. He goes up for the second ball. Ryan Jack heads it towards Sakala. Sakala takes a touch, a lovely turn, and he slots it past the keeper. 3-1 Rangers, and into the Rangers end. And it's one of those nights, I think. Those who listen to the podcast long term know that I like the emotional side of the game. I'm a big sweetheart at heart, really. But what Rangers and their fans are very good at is when they connect together, getting that synergy, that unity. It's just always makes for a special night. The fans felt up for it and the team felt up for it, and they both fed off each other. And Rangers then began to batter Hibs. It was just chance after chance, and we were just playing in the final third. It was brilliant when the ball went back into the Rangers half. Again, the defenders were either putting it out to the full-backs in the midfield, and we were just getting it up, and we were absolutely relentless. Eventually, we're playing the ball in the Hibs box. Sakala, again, very cleverly plays a quick ball into the feet for Colak, who hits it first time and makes it 4-1 Rangers. Again, terrific bait for both of those two. And it was just the Rangers fans went wild there on in.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It was just Rangers having a party. Hibs had the odd one or two chance afterwards. Nothing really of note. I think Kevin Nisbet in maybe the 70th minute or something, maybe put one by, but nothing ever to that was wrong to worry us. Also, I spoke about Jack and Rashin, who that's the midfield two now. Barring disaster, barring any injuries, that's the midfield two that starts. It has to be the energy they showed, and not just off the ball, but how quickly they moved the ball. I thought Todd Cantwell came into the game really well in the second half. At one point, he was on the deck and they had two Hibs players around him, and they couldn't get the ball off him. But again, just his vision, his execution of the passing, and Tony goals as well. I don't want to just draw him out for the two goals that he got, but again, coming deep, being able to link in the midfield, allowing Sakala and Kent to get beyond him, he's adding so much to his game. And On to Michael Beale's comments, he actually spoke quite a bit about Antonio Colak, just saying that it was very frustrating to begin with when he first came in to Rangers and Colak was injured and he didn't really get a chance to see the best of him, and he'd been bit part since, but it's only really been the last 2 weeks, the last few weeks where Colak's had a run of games, been able to impose himself, bring his personality into the game, into the group, and see what he can bring. He's more than just a goal scorer. That's what we all thought he was at the start of the season, but he has so much more than that. And interestingly, Michael Beale did say that there's been a lot of work going on behind the scenes in different ways of playing and different styles that they've no really had a chance to try out because of a busy schedule, and they're hoping that they do get to try that out soon. So that's interesting to see what that looks like, or maybe is that maybe what we've been seeing, a wee bit of more involvement for Colak. Michael Beale, again, he was full of praise for Ryan Jack tonight, as was Lee Johnson. I don't think we can scream enough about how well Ryan Jack played in the middle of the park. And Michael Beale then quickly turned to Sunday. Oh, Beale, he was asked about Sunday. I'm not around any of the press, but somebody asked, how important is the Scottish Cup now? Those kind of questions are fucking wasted, aren't they? I mean, going and asking a football manager, do you think it's important to win a trophy? Obviously. But anyway, the conversation very quickly turned to Sunday, and he did say that he can make the same mistake as he did, or not he, Rangers can make the same mistakes that they did against Partick and let the tempo drop. So I don't know if that's maybe a view to the subs coming on late on, five of them. I don't think there'll be wholesale changes by the sounds of Michael Beale talking. Maybe the odd tweak here and there, but they want to set up right. They want to hit the ground running on Sunday. That's really what I got for it. Lee Johnson, he was full of praise for Rangers as well. Obviously frustrated at his own hip side. He said he thought they showed a bit of naivety and a lack of technical ability at times. And he said you can't afford to do that when Rangers are playing like that. Rangers have a strength and depth throughout their squad and really showed their quality on the night, with attacking with pace, attacking with flair. And you really can't disagree with him much more. So this is the third time lucky me to do a live stream. The first two at halftime was an absolute disaster. Thank you all for bearing with me. And yeah, we're going to be back tomorrow night on the podcast at 8:30, having a full review of everything that happened tonight, and then I look ahead to Sunday. For any of the members and subscribers, Davey Pollock will be with you in the morning with the Gallant Fuse Daily News. And again, a call of arms, thank you to everybody who's subscribed so far. I know it's only £1 a month, but every pound goes a long way in the current climate. So if you do support us that way, I really appreciate it. And the more Pollock that support us, the more chance we can maybe get back into some more stadiums and do, like, well, also Wi-Fi connection permitting, do more live streams and live coverage from the games. But until tomorrow, folks, thanks very much for listening and take care. Have a nice night.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your yard aren't exactly comfortable, And while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good, while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're super natural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.